圣者 Maitreya 获得自我目的的知识，然后返回 Hastinapura 堡。他如心所欲，精通了这门知识。要旨 ：Vidura， 伟大的 Bharata 历史上著名人物之一，是由 Vyasa 在 Ambija 潘度大君之母的女仆胎中受孕而成。Vidura 是 Yamaraj 的化身，因为受到 Manduka Muni 的诅咒，他将升为 Shudra。缘故如下。昔日捕快在 Manduka Muni 的隐居处捕获了几名窃贼，如同惯例，捕快一并逮捕了 Manduka Muni。 法官特别判处这位 Muni 以矛穿身的死刑。正要行刑时，国王得知这个消息，因顾及 Manduka 是一位伟大的 Muni，立刻下令停止执行死刑，并为他手下所犯的错误亲自请求穆尼的原谅。这位圣者随即前访掌管生死命运的 Yamaraj 加以质问。 Yamaraj 回答说，他因幼时曾用尖草刺死一只蚂蚁，故遭此难。穆尼心想， Yamaraj 为他年幼无知的事而施以惩罚，实属不智，于是诅咒 Yamaraj 转生 Shudra。 而这个 Shudra 化身既是 Vidura、 Dhritarashtra 与潘度大君的 Shudra 弟弟。不过库鲁王朝的这个出生为 Shudra 的儿子受 Bhishma 的同样看待，与其他兄弟并无二致。在恰当时候， Vidura 娶了一个也由婆罗门与 Shudra 生的女孩。Vidura 虽未继承他父亲 Bhishma 之地的产业，他的长兄 Dhritarashtra 仍赐予他相同的财富。Vidura 深爱长兄，不断地设法将他引上正道。在库鲁之野的手足大战期间， Vidura 再三恳求长兄公平地对待潘度诸子，但 Duryodhana 厌恶叔叔的干涉，因而着实侮辱了 Vidura， 结果造成他离家朝圣，并从 Maitreya 那里受取教诲。译文：圣 Sutta Goswami 说，朝圣途中 Vidura 由大圣者 Maitreya 获得自我目的的知识，然后返回 Hastinapura， 他如心所欲，精通了这门知识。
这里什么来着？
Om Gana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shishi Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamstha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gora Tushenama。Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate, Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyascha, Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha, Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam,Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigarundina Tarne. There's a lot of interesting history here.
在这里有一些比较有意思的历史事件。
And the class I've been giving Wednesday night is exactly on this Vidura meeting Maitreya.
Tonight
in from the third canto.
今天晚就是晚上要讲的课刚好跟这个章节有关系。 Vidura 遇到 Maitreya.
So Vidura is an interesting character. It's giving a little information here.
Vidura 是一个非常有意思的历史人物，在这里面给出了大量关于他的消息信息。
He's actually an incarnation of Yamaraj.
他实际上是 Yamaraj 的一个化身。
So this story giving here is, you know, tells how he was cursed in that way to become a Sudra.
在这里面呢，讲到了他为什么被受到诅咒，投身为一个 Sudra.
Prabhupada explains another place that the reason this happened is because Yamaraj is so busy, he needed a basic holiday.
那么在斯图帕帕德在其他的要旨里面说到了 Yamaraj 一天到晚忙个不停，特别的繁忙。
He's the busiest demigod in Kali Yuga. He never gets any rest. So many sinful people coming again and again.
尤其在这个卡利年代，有这么多的人行了这么多的罪恶，所以呢 ，Yamaraj 每天要特别的忙，不停的要去判处他们。
So this previous brother of Bhishma Dev.
Bhishma Dev 以前的兄弟。
Bhishma Dev got the wives for him.
Bhishma Dev 呢？对 ，got the wife for.
Yeah, he went.
Bhishma Dev 呢？他为他的前两个兄弟娶了两个妻，娶了妻子。
But then he died.
但是呢，后来他的两个兄弟死了。
Without any children.
没有留下任何的后代。
So the mother was Satyavati. She was actually the mother of Vyasadeva also.
那么 Satyavati 他的那个两个兄弟的母亲 Satyavati 她实际上也是
That's another long story.
Vyasadeva 的母亲。
So Vyasadeva grew up immediately when he was born and left home.
那么当 Vyasadeva 一出生的时候，他就长大成了一个大人。后来他就离开了家庭。
But he told her, if you ever need me, you can call and I'll come.
但是呢，他对他的母亲说道，如果你需要我的话，你只要呼唤我，我就会立刻来到你身边。
So when there was no sons, no next one to be the king.
那么，但是呢，那个时候他的两个儿子已经死了，所以没有留下后代继承王位。
They called him.
于是呢，在那种情况下，他就呼唤了 Vyasadeva.
So he was actually like the brother also.
所以呢，同样呢 ，Vyasadeva 也就像是 Bhishma 的兄弟一样。
And in previous ages, if the brother couldn't produce children, the brother could impregnate the wife.
那么以前的年代里面说到了，如果那个兄弟呢没有留下后代的话，那么他的那个兄弟的兄弟、啊。可以跟他的兄弟的妻子进行生育孩子。
So they asked Vyasadeva to do that.
所以 Vyasadeva 就这么做了。
So there were two wives.
那么 Bhishma Dev 他有他的那两个兄弟有两个妻子，一个兄弟。
And Vyasadeva was a sage, you know, he looked.
Vyasadeva 是一位圣人。
You know, these were princesses.
那么他们这两位妻子呢是皇后，他们是公主出身。
So the first girl, she was a little afraid.
第一个这个皇后呢，她是有一点点害怕。
And then Pandu was born. Pandu was very white because the girl was in a fearful condition.
那么潘度呢，一生下来，她的脸，她的这个皮肤特别的白皙，是因为。那个时候，他的母亲生他的时候，他感到害怕。
But Pandu was very perfect.
但是潘度是一个非常完美的人物。
And the second girl was afraid. She saw Vyasadeva didn't look so beautiful. She closed her eyes.
然后，那第二个皇后呢？她一看见 Vyasadeva 的时候，她特别的害怕，因为当时 Vyasadeva 的样子，令她感到害怕。
So Dhritarashtra was born blind.
所以呢，那个时候他生那个孩子的时候呢，他闭上了眼睛，所以 Dhritarashtra 生下来是目盲的。
Then they decided to try one more time.
然后后来呢，Vyasadeva 他又试了一次。
At that time, the girl sent the maid servant.
那那一次呢，那个皇后呢，她就把她的女仆叫了来。
And the maid servant was very good mood.
而这个女仆呢，她的心态特别的好。
That was also something in these royal families that the maid servants were almost, you know, like the princess. So sometimes the king would have children by them.
啊，有的时候在皇室家族，女仆呢就跟这个。他也享受着这种皇室的待遇，就像公主一样。有的时候，国王会跟女仆生下孩子。
So those children were like family members, but they couldn't officially inherit the kingdom.
但是呢，因为他们，但是这样的女仆呢，他们是不能够，他们
inherit.
他们的这个后代呢，是不能够继承这个王位的。
So Vidura was born, and he was a first-class saintly person.
所以呢 ，Vidura 就是这样，他是女仆和 Vyasadeva 生出来的孩子，但是呢，他是一个非常完美高尚的一个人物。
But officially considered like a shudra.
但是呢，从这种正式上，从他的身份上来说，他是一个 shudra 出身。
But still, he was a minister. He was very, very wise. He's Yamaraj.
但是呢，他非常的睿智。而且他是 Yamaraj 的一个化身，所以他就成了当时的一个大臣。
And when Dhritarashtra, you know, took the throne, Vidura was always giving him good advice and trying to guide him. But
所以当 Dhritarashtra 他执政的时候呢 ，Vidura 给他出谋划策，非常的正确的引导了他。
So Vidura was Dhritarashtra, you know, knew that.But he would ask Vidura many times, but he was so attached to his son Duryodhana that he would always listen to him.
那虽然呢，虽然 Vidura 总是给这个 Dhritarashtra 出谋划策，给他很多的建议，但是呢，由于 Dhritarashtra 依附他的儿子 Duryodhana， 所以呢 ，Dhritarashtra 经常听了他儿子 Duryodhana 的话。
So even when Duryodhana was born.They were all inauspicious signs.
甚至在独优旦出生的时候，那一刻的时候，天外面出现了很多不吉祥的征兆。
That's a science of auspicious and inauspicious signs.
那么当然有
happening.
有一些这种不吉祥的征兆。
And Duryodhana as a baby, when he wasn't crying like an ordinary baby. He was going like a donkey.
Oh, 而且呢，像独优旦他小的时候哭的时候，不像是一般婴儿哭发出的那种声音，他就像发出的声音就像是驴叫一样。
And Dhritarashtra asked Vidura, "What does all this mean?"
后来呢 ，Dhritarashtra 听了以后就问 Vidura, "这是怎么回事？这孩子怎么发出驴叫声？"
And Vidura told him, "This child is completely inauspicious. He'll."Caused the ruination of the entire dynasty should kill the baby.
So Vidura 就告诉Dhritarashtra 说这个孩子呀他特别的不吉祥发有这种恶兆所以呢这个孩子会导致这个王朝的毁灭你最好现在立刻杀了他
Dhritarashtra could understand that's true but it's my son it was his first son so he didn't.
所以 Dhritarashtra 呢他不能够明白事实的真相他只是想着这是我的长子非常依附他
So there's a story here of how Yamaraj got cursed.
所以这就是这里呢给出了 Yamaraj 如何受到诅咒。
Says that there was a bunch of thieves and they were hiding in the house of this Muni.
那么在这个他的那些捕快啊，在一位 Muni 家里捉了几名盗贼。
And when the police caught the thieves, they arrested the Muni also.
当捕快抓住这几位盗贼的时候呢，同时也逮捕了这位穆尼，这位圣人。
We don't know if he knew they were hiding there or not, but so they were condemned to die.
所以呢，他们就被判处了死刑。
Spear.
好。啊，就用那个矛啊，他判处的死刑是这样的，用矛刺穿他的身体。
And they were going to kill the Muni also, the judge.
而且这个判官呢，这个法官呢，也判处这位穆尼以这个矛刺身的这种死刑。
The king heard about it, so at the last minute he stopped it.
当国王听到这个消息之后，就在要执行这个死刑的那一刻的时候，国王阻止了他们。
And the king was begging the Muni, "I'm sorry, please forgive."
而且国王亲自请求这个穆尼的原谅。
That my the police made a mistake.
他就国王亲自请求 Muni 的原谅，说土块犯了一个错误。
So this Muni, he went to Yamaraj. He was so powerful. He could go to Yamaraj.
这个 Muni 非常的有力量，他能够直接的去到 Yamaraj 面前，他就去到了 Yamaraj 面前。
And he complained.
然后他就向 Yamaraj 投诉。
So that Yamaraj told him that when he was a child, he took one ant and he took a, you know, straw and killed an ant.
Yamaraj 就说啊，说你小的时候
，Children do that in China. Everywhere children.
Yamaraj 就对这个 Muni 说，你小的时候啊，用一根稻草刺死了一只蚂蚁，所以你现在得到了这样的惩罚。
They don't know.
Maharaj 问中国是不是也有这样的孩子？因为年幼无知，然后用茅草。
Boys are really bad.
Yeah, many.
Remember when I was a child, I next door neighbor, he was a little bit older than me.
啊，当我 Maharaj 说，当他小的，当我小的时候啊，我有一个邻居，那个孩子稍微比我大一点。
And he was a very bad.
那孩子简直是太糟糕了。
And he would take, you know, there were some small snakes.And he would put the firecracker in their mouth.
Ah, then there was one. He put that little snake, then put that snake in the mouth of the snake.
Anyway, boys, this so the even this. So even this Muni, he did that with an insect. You know.
那么，甚至这个 Muni 他小的时候，他也对这个小昆虫做了这样的事情。
As a child.
但是那个时候他只是一个小孩。
So Yamaraj said that's why he almost got stuck also.
所以呢，那么 Yamaraj 就告诉他说，这就是为什么你受到这样的惩罚的原因。
So he thought he complained to Yamaraj, this is not fair. A child will get punished.
所以呢，这个 Muni 呢就向 Yamaraj 就抱怨说。只是一个年幼无知的孩子做了这样的事情，你就给他判处这么大的一个惩罚，这是不公平的。
And I read somewhere that that's why now a certain age child doesn't get, you know, punished for it.
那么现在，甚至在现在，就是即便是一个小孩子做了不恰当的事情，他也不应该去惩罚他。
A child or a crazy person or a woman is not punished.
这个孩子啊，还有。他们可能有的时候会做出一些疯狂的举动，但是不应该去惩罚他们。
So he cursed Yamaraj to take birth as a sudra.
所以呢，在这种情况下，这个 Muni 呢就诅咒了 Yamaraj， 说你投生为 sudra。
But that was because you know Krishna wanted Yamaraj to have a holiday and also he can be part of his leelas.
那么这也是 Krishna 的安排，他希望 Yamaraj 啊给他放假。这样呢，能够参与到他的 Lila 逍遥时光当中。
So Vidura, he lived very nicely. He had a palace and got a nice wife and everything, and he was a minister, but he couldn't become the king.
那么 Vidura 他虽然也过着非常富有的生活，生活在宫殿里面，也得到了娶到了非常贤惠的妻子，并且成为了这个国王的宰相大臣，但是他仍然不能够成为国王。
But Duryodhana hated Vidura because Vidura was always giving good advice to his father.
那么这个 who do not?
Duryodhana was.
Duryodhana.
Yeah.
但是 Duryodhana 他非常憎恨 Vidura， 因为 Vidura 经常给他的父亲啊，就是忠告。
And Vidura especially like Yudhisthira.
而且 Vidura 他非常的喜欢 Yudhisthira.
So when.Duryodhana arranged this send the Pandavas to another place and they built that house and they were going to burn them up.
那么有一次呢，杜优丹他就是记下那个想谋害潘德瓦五兄弟，把他们送到了一个房子里面，那个房子是用那个蜡的材料做的。
You know, they said, "Oh, you can go for like a holiday, and we built this beautiful palace for you." But it was something that would burn very quickly.
然后他为杜杜杜优丹对这个潘德瓦五兄弟说：“你们现在给你们放假，然后把你们送到一个地方去度假去。”
So Vidura knew about this plan.
但是呢 Vidura 他知道他们的这个计划。
So when the Pandavas were leaving,
所以当 Pandava 五兄弟离开的时候
you know, he said something to Yudhisthira, which
然后 Vidura 就对 Yudhisthira
sounded mysterious,
说了一些话。
But Yudhisthira could understand.
他说的这个语言只有 Yudhisthira 能够明白。
No one else knew.
当时没有其他的人能够明白。
So Yudhisthira knew this danger was there.
所以呢 ,Yudhisthira 他就知道了有什么样的危险存在。
And then they arranged for a digger to come and they dug a tunnel underneath the house to get out.
然后呢他们就几个兄弟呢就在地底下挖了一个隧道就从这个屋子里逃了出去。
So, and Duryodhana, he had some understanding that Vidura was helping.
独优丹呢他就通过各种渠道得知了 Vidura 帮助了 Yudhisthira 他们这几个兄弟。
So there was one, the guy who built the house, he was going to start on fire.
那么当时建筑那个房子的那个人呢就点着了这个屋子。
But actually Bhima went, Bhima killed him and lit the fire and they all got away.
但实际上事实是 Bhima 把这个人给杀死了然后是他点燃了这个宅子。然后他从隧道里逃出去了。
There was one gypsy woman traveling and she had five sons.
那么呢在这件事情发生的过程当中呢当时有一个妇人带着五个儿子刚好路过这个屋子。
And they were sleeping in there.
后来他们这几个人就睡在了这个房间里。
So after the fire, they found these dead bodies.
所以呢在这个屋子被烧毁之后呢人们就发现了这几具尸体。
So they thought that's the Pandavas.
他们就以为这是 Pandava 五兄弟。
And they had a big, you know, funeral and everybody was crying. Even Duryodhana was crying.
然后他们就为这几个人举行了葬礼甚至 Duryodhana 在这次葬礼上也嚎啕大哭起来。
Only Vidura didn't seem upset.
但是只有 Vidura 看上去不是那么伤心。
Because he knew they were not dead.
因为他知道事实的真相。
But everybody thought it was because Vidura is so transcendental.
但是每个人都以为 Vidura 太超然了。所以没有，所以他没有哭泣，没有为这几个人的死去哭泣。
But then the Pandavas were in the forest and they were afraid to go back, you know, because they knew Duryodhana wanted to kill them.
但是呢，后来 Pandava 五兄弟他们在森林里，他们不愿意回去，是因为他们知道 Duryodhana 要谋害他们。
So then later, I don't know exactly, but Duryodhana was so angry at Vidura.
然后后来呢不知道我不太清楚后来发生了什么事情但是呢独优丹对维杜拉特别的生气愤怒
and he was chastising his father he said you're keeping offense personified in the palace
然后呢他就在这个宫殿里面就斥责他
because Duryodhana didn't like Vidura didn't like Duryodhana.
因为而且 Vidura 他
Duryodhana was completely unrighteous.
因为独优丹呢，他特别的不公，不正义，所以呢 Vidura 不喜欢他。
So Vidura just left.
所以 Vidura 在这种情况下就离开了宫殿。
He just left everything behind and he went.
他放下了。
Like、
他放下了一切，就不顾一切的就放下了一切离开了，就像一个sannyasi一样。
So for many years he just traveled all over visiting holy places.
所以一直很多年以来 Vidura 后来就朝圣很多的圣地。
Hearing, you know, many great sages.
他遇到了很多的圣人。
Just having a spiritual holiday.
他实际上他的这个朝圣就像是灵性的度假一样。
And finally he met Uddhava.
后来他就遇到了 Uddhava。
And Uddhava, of course, is Krishna's cousin and best friend.
当然了 Uddhava 是 Krishna 的堂兄也是他的非常要好的朋友。
So then Vidura learned about the battle of Kurukshetra and he learned about, you know, that all these, that then he learned that all the Yadus had killed each other.
后来 Vidura 他就得知了库鲁战场的事情还有亚杜王朝他们同时操戈。
And that Krishna left the planet.
然后 Krishna 后来离开了这个地球。
And that Krishna had, you know, called Uddhava and gave his final teachings to Uddhava.
然后就在 Krishna 隐居之前，他向 Uddhava 给出了最后的教导。
So that's called the Uddhava Gita. It's a
这个样的教导被称为 Uddhava Gita.
Big part of the 11th canto.
他在第《薄伽瓦坛》第十一篇有述。
And then Maitreya happened to be there also.
而且 Maitreya 当时也在场。
So Vidura, then he asked Uddhava, please teach me.
后来 Vidura 他遇到了 Uddhava, 他请求 Uddhava 教导他。
But Uddhava was young and Vidura was old.
但是呢 Uddhava 比较年龄上比较小，而 Vidura 比较年长。
So by some kind of etiquette he was thinking.
所以呢出于某种礼节上的，所以 Vidura, 所以 Uddhava 就没有接受他的请求。
And also Krishna had told Uddhava to go to Badarika Ashram.
而且呢，后来 Krishna 告诉 Uddhava 说你要去到 Badarika 这样的一个圣地。
And Uddhava was feeling so much distress that Krishna was gone.
而 Uddhava 当时得知了 Krishna 要离开这个地球，他非常的悲伤。
But he wanted to follow that order of Krishna to go there because that by following the order he would be with Krishna.
但是呢 Uddhava 他希望自己能去跟随 Krishna 的教导，遵照他的命令去到了 Badarika.
Because the order of Krishna, the order of the Guru, the order of Krishna is the same as Krishna.
So if
we follow that, then we're with Krishna.
那么灵性导师的训练跟 Krishna 的训练是一样的，如果我们去按照灵性导师的训练去做的话，就是和 Krishna 在一起。
Like we read last night, Arjuna told Krishna, now I'm ready to do whatever you say.
就像昨天我们讲到的， Arjuna 对 Krishna 说，我现在要做你想要我做的一切。
But he told him, Maitreya is nearby and he heard everything also, so go to him.
然后呢他告诉他说因为 Maitreya 也在附近
Maitreya is also old.
Maitreya 在附近，那么 Uddhava 告诉 Vidura 说 Maitreya 也在附近，他也听到了这些，所以呢请您去找 Maitreya。
Maitreya was a good friend of Vyasadeva, who's the father of Vidura.
那么 Maitreya 呢是 Vyasadeva 的好朋友。
So he thought it's proper since Maitreya was nearby thatVidura should hear from him instead of the young man.
所以呢，他就，所以，Uddhava 就想，就说了 ，Maitreya 也在附近，因为自己比较年幼，他就请求 Vidura 去找 Maitreya.
So Vidura, you know, heard from him, and that's a very long part of the third canto.
那么在第三篇里面讲到了关于 Vidura 和 Maitreya 之间的相遇。
So this chapter is how Vidura he comes back to Hastinapur.
所以呢，在这里面说到了 Vidura 又回到了 Hastinapura.
Not that he wants to go home and enjoy the royal life again.
他回到 Hastinapura, 回到他的家，并不是为了去享受好宫殿的生活。
But he wants to preach to Dhritarashtra.
他是想像去教导 Dhritarashtra.
So it's also very interesting.
所以呢，这件事情也是非常有意思的。
So here, you know, from this story of the Muni and everything, we get some understanding about karma.
所以呢，从这个 Muni 的这件事情上，我们也得知到了关于 karma 业报这样的知识。
That every little thing anybody does, you know, there has to be some reaction.
每个人不管做了什么样的事情，即便那个事情非常的微不足道，也会得到一个反应，一个报应。
But Krishna is so kind that if we surrender to Krishna, then he takes away all that.
但是 Krishna 是如此的仁慈，如果我们臣服于 Krishna 的话，Krishna 会把这些业报全都拿走。
Or at least greatly reduces.
Sorry.
Greatly reduces the reaction.
那么会很大程度上去减少我们的这些业报。
So a devotee will think if something bad happens, well, actually, I must have such bad karma, it should be much worse, but Krishna is very kind and it's not so bad.
所以奉献者经常会这么想，我做了以往做了非常罪恶的事情，现在呢，我所遭受的这些 karma 业报已经被减少了，由于 Krishna 的仁慈已经被减少了最低的程度。
Like my godbrother, Bhakti Raghava Swami.
就像我的神兄弟 Bhakti Raghava Swami.
He was preaching in Mayapur.
他在 Mayapur 传教。
And he had one leg that wasn't so good.
他有一只条腿不太好。
And then some thieves attacked the temple, and they were.
曾经有几个盗贼攻击了庙宇。
They were throwing bombs and.
他们向这个庙宇投掷炸弹。
And he went very bravely. I think he had a gun or something. And he.
在那个时候，他非常的勇敢，就出来阻止他们。
But a bomb blew off and.
但是呢，这个炸弹呢，把他的腿给炸了。
So he woke up in the hospital and that leg, and he already cut off his leg.
所以呢，他后来住院，然后截肢了。
He said, "Which leg was it?" He asked him.
Ah.
He asked him, "Which leg did they cut off?"
然后他就问，我说我的条哪条腿被截了
？They said, "Which?" He said, "Oh, that one was no good anyway."
然后那个人就说，哎呀，后来他说把那哪条腿，医生就告诉他哪条腿被截了，截肢了。后来他说，本来那条腿就不太好，太好了。
He started preaching to the hospital people.
然后他就在医院里向那个病人传教。
So they were really surprised, you know, he's not upset.
所以他们那些病人特别的惊讶，他怎么一点都不伤心啊？
So he understood that. He runs around with a crutch and better than most of us.
所以呢，他就是拿杵着拐棍。
No, like the one is completely not.
他有一条腿完全的就截肢了。但这种情况下，他仍然传教。
So that's a devotee. He thinks, well, I deserved, you know, something much worse.
这就是奉献者所想的，说我受到这样的惩罚是理所应当的，因为以前做了不好的事。
Most people think, well, why is this happening to me?
但是是大部分人是这么想的，为什么我要遭到这样的报应呢？
One of my god sisters, she lives in Vrindavan, Divi Shakti, so she wrote a bunch of small books, very nice little books.
那我有一个 ，What's the name?
Divi Shakti.
Divi Shakti, 他写了一本小书，非常精彩的一本小书。
One is called I Am and Why I Am and Who I Am.
叫做
Very simple.
我是谁
？You're not the body.
我就是写的内容非常的简洁明了。
So one now is called I'm a good person. Why am I suffering?
那么其中就说到了，我是一个好人、善良的人，为什么我受苦
？That's what most people think.
这是大多数人所想的。为什么这样的事情我发生了？我是我很善良。
Right?
是不是
？They don't know what's bad. They don't even know what's sinful.
他们甚至不知道什么是罪恶。
The devotee is thinking, I've done so much bad, but why am I getting everything good?
那么奉献者是这么想的：我做了那么多不好的事情，为什么我还会得到这样的好的报应
？Even there's one old song that many.Famous singers have sung.
甚至是有很多这种老的歌曲也这样唱着。
I never heard it when I saw it. The name of it is Why Me.
那么其中有一首非常古老的歌曲叫做为什么我。
So I was thinking it must be this. Why am I suffering?
那么可能他们会，我想他们可能会这么想：为什么我们要受苦
？But it was evidently written by some Christian person.And it's saying, "Why me? I'm a bad person. Why am I? Everything is nice. Why am I getting?"
那有的一些基督教徒里面就有这样的，就是他们有的人会这么想：我做了这么多不好的事情、罪恶的事情，为什么我却得到了这样的好的报应
？There was one famous tennis player.
那么有一个网球运动员
，Arthur Ashe. I don't know if you know tennis. Tennis. So he was a big champion.
那么他获得了冠军。
And he was an African American, so normally they don't play tennis.
那么在
they play basketball.
但在美国呢，那些那个美国他们通常情况下是打篮球，很少人去打那个网球。
So because of some in the hospital, he got infected blood and he had AIDS. He was dying.
因为呢，他得了那个艾滋病了，所以住在医院里快要死了。
And the reporter asked him, "Don't you wonder why this is happening to you?"
然后呢，这个记者就问他，为什么你身上发生了这样的一件事
？So he gave his life story. He said, "When I, you know, I qualified for the professional, and when I did this, and all the good things that happened."
那么他就回忆他的一生啊，说当我去做这样的
You know all the good things. He finally became the big champion.
对，然后他就回忆说，他年轻的时候啊，去找了这个职业教练，然后在他的训练下，很多的事情，好的事情发生了，后来他就得到了冠军。
He said, "Then I never thought, why is this happening to me?"
然后他说，我从来没有 从来没有想过为什么这样的事情会发生在我的身上。
So he said, now that I got this AIDS and I'm dying, why should I worry? Why is this happening?
然后他就想我，然后他就说现在我得了艾滋病，然后我得了艾滋病，我就要死去了。他说我还是从来没有想过我这样的事情为什么会发生在我的身上。
So we should be thanking Krishna.
所以呢，我们应该是带着感恩的心态去感激 Krishna.
And because Krishna takes, you know, the reaction, it doesn't hurt Krishna. But that doesn't mean a devotee can think, well, I can do sinful things and then Krishna will do the previous things.
我们不应该这么想，我们要，因为 Krishna 会拿走所有的这些恶报，这些恶报不会伤及到 Krishna， 所以我们不应该这么想，我行恶了 ，Krishna 会拿走。
Like Yamaraj, you know, when after Ajamil.
那么就是 Yamaraj， 就是Ajamila 的那个故事里面。
The Yamadutas they went to and they were confused.
啊，那当 Yamaduta 去这个去到阿迦密勒面前的时候，要当时他们之间发生了一场争论。后来亚玛杜塔他们感到特别的困惑，他们就想，我们当时是在履行我们的职责。
They said, you know, this Ajamil, he was so sinful, and we were doing our duty, following your order to bring him to you.
后来亚玛杜塔就去到亚玛拉吉面前说，我们当时在执行我们的职责。阿迦密勒他做了那么多的罪恶的事情，我们去逮捕他。是在你的按照你的命令去执行任务。
And then these other guys came and said, "No, you can't take."
结果有其他的几个人来到面前，阻止了我们，不让我们这么做。
He's chanting Narayan.
啊，那个是阿迦密勒唱诵了 Narayan.
So they told Yamaraj, "We thought you were the supreme, and we're following your order. How can there be someone better than you?"
所以 Yamaduta 就问 Yamaraj 说，我们认为在我们眼里看来你是至高无上的权威，那怎么回事？你的命令被人阻止了？难道还有其他的人比你更高吗
？That such a sinful person, you know, could get liberated.
那阿迦密勒是如此罪恶的一个人，他们怎么能够得到这样的解脱呢
？So then Yamaraj explained to them about Krishna.
然后 Yamaraj 就向 Yamaduta 向他们讲解了关于 Krishna 的事情。
So that's why we thank Krishna all the time. He saved us.
所以呢，我们应该总是感激 Krishna， 是 Krishna 拯救了我们。
From all sinful reactions, and if we just keep sticking, keep chanting, and keep following the process,
所以呢
go back to Godhead.
我们做了很多罪恶的事情，我们现在应该不断的去聆听、唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，回归守神。
You don't have to see the Yamadutas.
我们不用去见 Yamaduta.
The devotee doesn't have to see the Yamaduta.
Krishna, 奉献者不用见到 Yamaduta.
You're chanting at the time of death, you know.
在死亡的时候唱诵圣名。
So we want to stay in the association of devotees. So even if, you know, many times devotees are leaving their body, but they can't really chant.
那么所以呢，我们应该一直和奉献者联谊，处在他们的这种联谊的氛围当中，在死亡的时候，念诵 Krishna 的圣名。
But they're surrounded by devotees who are chanting, so it's, the devotees are there chanting.
因为在死亡的时候会有奉献者到身边来唱诵圣名。
There's many stories of devotees. They're in the hospital in that intensive care, you know, with all kinds of.
那么当有很多这样的例子，奉献者去到医院，有奉献者病了，住院了，奉献者去到医院里，非常细心的照顾他们。
And usually in those places, they don't let very many visitors in.Like one is supposed to come, only one.
有的时候在医院里面，可能医院不会不会让那么多的人去看望病人，也许就一两个家里的人。
Many times a devotee, they let many devotees come in and chant.
但是呢，不知道怎么回事，有很多奉献者依然能够去到医院里看望奉献者的病人，奉献者病人，并且为他们。
Read about one, the devotees went in and they were chanting like anything, you know.Well, this devotee left his body.
那么当时呢，有这样的有一个例子，有一个奉献者要离开躯体了，有很多奉献者去了他身边，大声的念诵圣名。
And some other people were there. They afterward they said, "Well, thank you so much. You know that chanting was so nice."
然后旁边的人听了以后，他们说太感谢你们了，你们唱诵的这些圣名太好听了。
Everybody's crying.
那实际上，通常情况下是当人死的时候，家里人会围着那个。 死去的亲人哭泣。
Those intensive care places are not a very nice place.
那么在那个重症监护室啊，不是一个很好的地方。
When Jayapataka Swami was in that place.
那么 Jayapataka Swami 曾经就在重症监护室里面待过。
There was about 10 other people in there.
10 other people.
Yeah.
还有十个人。
And every day somebody died.
那每天呢，这个重症监护室里都有人离开躯体。
And they bring out the
把这个死去的人的身体拿出去。
It's not a happy place.
它不是一个让人快乐之地。
But the devotees would go in and be very happy.
但是呢，奉献者去了那以后呢，那个地方就变得很快乐，气氛变得很快乐了。他们在那里念诵圣名。
So they would let more devotees come in.
所以呢，这个医院里面就允许更多的奉献者去到医院里。
Makes the place cheerful.
因为他们让那个地方变得快乐起来了。
So that's why we want to be sure to stay in the association of devotees.
所以这就是为什么我们应该一直处在和奉献者的联谊当中。
So whatever at the time of death, devotees will be there chanting.
所以无论什么时候，当奉献者要离开躯体的时候，总有奉献者在身边唱诵圣名。
Or like we heard about Gaurangi yesterday.
昨天还听到了关于 Gaurangi 的消息。
The doctors are so, why can you not die? So they ask her to talk, to explain why.
医生问那个狗狼，医生问狗狼给说，这么长时间了，你不吃不喝的，还活的，是什么原因？他说，因为我念诵圣名。
One devotee in England, he's a nurse in the place where people die, you know, they call a hospice.
那么在英国有一个奉献者，他是一个护士。护理那些快要死去的人。
So they know, like people are there, they know they're going to die. There's a people with, you know, cancer and stuff. In the hospice, they know that they're there just to die. There's no treatment.
You mean the patient?
Yeah.
那么在这个医院里面，
they know the sickness is such they can't cure.
在医院里有些病人他知道自己患了癌症而且是不治之症他也知道没有任何的这个治疗已经无效了他们要死去了
So the nurses they know like certain things happen they know a person is only going to live maybe 1 hour or more
然后这个护士呢他也知道这个病人可能也就活一两个小时了
So many times they call this devotee to come and they know this person is going to die now you come and chant
后来呢但有很多人都知道这个奉献者护士啊就经常把他叫到身边来就是快要死去的那个病人的身边说你给他们念唱诵吧。
Somehow they know that's good for people.
因为他们也知道这个念诵啊对人们特别有好处。
But no matter what condition you're in, the Krishna in the heart, you know, you will remember Krishna because you don't need the material brain and all that to remember Krishna.
所以呢，实际上我们都知道 ，Krishna 无论在什么时候，都在生物体的心中。
The external situation, someone may be in a coma or something, but inside they can be completely thinking of Krishna.
可能在从外在上，他也许昏迷不醒了，但是在内心，一个人还是可以保持这种 Krishna 知觉的警觉，这种觉醒的状态。
If they try to think of Krishna their whole life, Krishna will be sure that they can remember him.
如果我们倾其一生的修习 Krishna 知觉去记着 Krishna 在当我们在离开躯体的时候 Krishna 肯定把我们带回身边
Anyway, Vidura is a very important person great saintly person
Vidura 是一个非常重要的人物他是一位圣人伟大的圣人
And in this chapter when the way he's preaching to Dhritarashtra is very very
在这个章节里面 Vidura 向 Dhritarashtra传教教导他让他离开家
It's his mercy and he's telling you're stupid Dhritarashtra
他对 Dhritarashtra 说你是一个愚蠢的人你
You're getting so old just look at you and you're just living here like you know like nothing's wrong living off your enemies
那么你在你的敌人的这个你寄养于你的敌人的家里面你是如此的愚蠢你应该离开这里
Because Yudhisthira was so saintlyThat even though Dhritarashtra had done so many things to try to kill them, you know, but he was his uncle.
Yudhisthira 是一位圣王，即便Dhritarashtra 以前对他做了那么多不好的事情，他依然照顾他，因为他是他的叔伯。
Took care of him in the palace.
所以呢，他就把他就是在宫殿里请到宫殿里来照顾他。
So Vidura said, "Look at you, stupid."
So Vidura 就对 Dhritarashtra 说，看看你多蠢。
Preach the truth. All right. Thank you very much. Now we have questions.
大家有什么问题吗？感谢大家，今天就讲到这里。
好。刚才谈到那个，Krishna 那个康德瓦普兄弟逃离了那个有火的房子，然后又另外一个人就进入那个房子，他有五儿子。这种安排是尤格玛雅安排还是玛哈玛雅安排的？
Maharaj, you told us the story about the woman who has five children. When they go to the dead house and they died. So these such things arranged by Yogamaya or Mahamaya?
Mahamaya is controlled by Yogamaya.
Mahamaya is 在 Yogamaya 的控制之下。So, what's the difference?
So, obviously, in their case, it was their karma at that time, too.
那么显然的是，这是他们的这个业报所致，使然。因为那个时候他们去了那个房子，然后被烧死了。So, the second question, what's the difference between Yogamaya and the Mahamaya?
Yogamaya is like Mother Yasoda and those people and Vrindavasis.They don't think that Krishna is a supreme God. They think Krishna is their friend or their child.
那么 Yogamaya 在 Yogamaya 的这个覆盖下，就像 Yashoda 的妈妈，还有 Vrindavan 的那些居民们，他们是在 Yogamaya 的覆盖下，然后不知道 Krishna 是至尊一个守神，就只认为 Krishna 是他们的朋友，他们的儿子。
That's like that.
And if you're
not worshiping Krishna as the supreme God, thinking this is my baby or something.
如果一个人是在 Yoga Maya 的这种覆盖下的话，他不会想的 Krishna 是至尊歌手神一样的去崇拜他，而是把他当作自己的朋友、孩子这样的心态去崇拜。
And Mahamaya, we don't think Krishna is God either. We just think, yeah.
但是在 Mahamaya 的覆盖下，我们不会认为 Krishna 是一个是神，他会是
what we usually call Maya illusion.
所以他们完全是受蒙蔽了，处在这种幻想当中。
But Yogamaya is subordinate really to Mahamaya is under control of Yogamaya.
但 Mahamaya 呢是在 Yogamaya 的这个控制之下，它是辅助 Mahamaya。
The jiva is always in Maya.
那么这个体灵魂
，if we're going to be in Yogamaya or Mahamaya.
那么个体灵魂呢？他们通常情况下是受 Mahamaya 的覆盖，但是他们可以选择是处在 Mahamaya 的这个控制之下，还是受处在 Yogamaya 的控制之下？他们可以做出这样的选择。
像那种带着敬畏心态崇拜 Krishna 的人，像Makunta 的那些。
So for example, like the residents on Vaikuntha planets, they worship Krishna in reverence.
Yeah.
So what they are also controlled by Mahamaya?
No, that's Yogamaya. Because they know Krishna is God, but it's a different level of Yogamaya. They're not in Maya.
他们肯定不是处在 Mahamaya 的控制之下，但是这个处在 Yogamaya 的控制之下有不同层面的控制。
But it's a different, not exactly the same, not as high of a level.
但是他们不是处在那种非常高、非常高的那种层面上。
五兄弟他们死了，然后他们发现这个死尸是潘多瓦五兄弟，所以这个时候 Dhritarashtra 他们是不是更受这个 Mahamaya 的这种迷惑？那么做他的这种迷惑，就是说 Yogamaya 是在 Mahamaya 的控制下，这种迷惑是让 Krishna 满足 Krishna 的愿望，就是 Krishna 最终导致这个库鲁之野战争的发生。
So the question go back to the stories about that five person and the martyr.
who died in the house. So after these things happened, disaster would be more illusioned by such things. So then these things came
促使，make a arrange.
Then these things make the Krishna arrange the Kurukshetra.
Yeah, it's all part of it.
是的，它是这个其中的一部分。
See, then everybody thought the Pandavas were dead.
那么当时呢，没有人想着潘德瓦五兄，就以为潘德瓦五兄弟死了。But
they were actually in the forest.
但实际上呢，那个时候他们已经在森林里，还在森林里。
You know, they, well, and Bhima got married.
后来呢，Bhima娶子，在森林里娶了一位妻子。
Then they, and they were staying in some Brahmin family's house.
后来呢，他们又去到了一位婆罗门家里住了一段时间。
And then they went, Vyasadeva told them about the Swayamvara of Draupadi, and they went there.
后来 Vyasadeva 呢，就告诉他们，你们去参加 Draupadi 的选妇大会。
And then Arjuna won Draupadi.
Arjuna 呢，想娶 Draupadi。
Then they realized this was a Pandava.
后来每个人就意识到了，这是 Pandava 五兄弟。
So they went back, but then Bhishma convinced Dhritarashtra to give them, you know, half the kingdom.
后来他们五兄弟呢就回到了宫殿，然后，Bhishma就建议 Dhritarashtra 你应该给他们统治的地方。But
Duryodhana was never happy about that either.
但是呢，独优丹听了以后，他特别的不高兴。You
know, he was not happy at all about that.
那么独优丹他总是对他们不高兴。
So he schemed to take it away again.
所以呢，他们就又让他们离开了宫殿。
Then they ended up exiled again.
后来他们就这样又被放逐了。
Then that finished, and then they finally the battle.
后来他们流放森林的生活结束之后，他们又回来了。
我们在修行以前呢，都杀过生，杀过昆虫、蚂蚁什么的。在这个法律上呢，杀昆虫是没罪的，杀人是有罪的。我不知道在这个灵性上，这个因果律上，杀昆虫、蚂蚁和杀人是不是因果，罪恶是不是一样的？啊，before
we practice Krishna consciousness, we killed insects.
Still do.
Yeah. So, and the result, the sinful, the degree of the sinful result is the same as the killed human being?
No. There are differences.
是不一样的，程度不一样，这个跟杀人不一样。
Even amongst animals, you know, killing a cow is more sinful than killing a goat or something.
Goat.
Yeah, but it's still sinful.
但是就是说，这个杀牛啊，比杀山羊更罪恶。但是杀羊还是罪恶的事情，仍然是罪恶的事情。But
like insects, you can't help but kill insects if you're living.
Can't help insects.
You just walk, you kill them. You cook, you kill them. You know. Even if you're not trying to kill them.
但是在日常生活当中啊，可能这个杀那个小的昆虫啊，有的时候是避免不了。 例如在做饭，甚至是在自己不知道的情况下就杀死了昆虫。
In some, must be here also in the summer, in some parts of the country anyway. In America, I remember, in some parts of the country in the summer, there's so many insects. And when you drive the car, they just get smashed all the time. You know.
那么在那个美国啊，尤其是在夏天的时候。
有在夏天的时候，有很多的那种小虫子，有那种气味很难闻的。So you can't anything you do practically. If you walk, you step on them.
那么就一如走路的时候，就一不小心在不知道的情况下，可能就踩死了昆虫。
That's why, you know, civilized people, they do yajna and stuff. But devotees were always chanting, so then that.
这就是为什么那些文明的人，他们总是要做yajna祭祀，那奉献者，所以要一刻不停的念诵圣名。
Those things that are unintentional that just happen because that's the nature of the material world.
那么这件事情，有的事情是在无意识的情况下就发生了，这就是这个物质世界的本性。
But if you purposely like just go around trying to kill all of them.
但是如果你是有意的去杀死这些昆虫的话，那是另外一回事了。
Although sometimes we have to, like the mosquitoes or something, if they're biting everybody.
Yeah. 但是有的时候可能会，例如蚊子咬你了，可能那个时候可以发出对蚊子发出攻击。
But we don't want to get the bottle and just go everywhere.
但是呢，我们不拿那个喷虫器啊，到处杀虫子。
我想问一个问题，因为今天这个事情里面说的那个例子，那个曼都卡穆里是吧？
曼都卡穆里。
我觉得这个因果，一个因果看起来好像不怎么公平一样。阎罗王是主克什那的奉献者，在履行他的职责，制定这样的一个因果法律。因为他的满足感莫莉的那个小时候那个事情导致他这样经历，结果反倒受到他的诅咒。阎罗王，我在履行职责啊，我被他这个人诅咒了。而且呢，这个里面我不知道这个满足感莫莉等级是比阎罗王还要高还是怎么，为什么他一诅咒，这个阎罗王就被诅咒就受到了诅咒了。
您的问题是为
两个问题，一个是因果看起来
不公
平，不太公
平啊。
第二个是这个诅咒，它的等级是不是就是
它这么有力量哈？
对，是不是比
？So he has two questions. One question about the cause and the effects. So now here is mentioned the story about Manduka Muli.
Yeah.
So it seems that he suffered.He suffered from the punishment. This thing is unfair.
Yeah.
Because he just, because he, when he was a child, innocent child, he just killed insect, ant,
right.
Unintentionally. So,
intentionally. He did it on purpose.
So it seemed that he gets the result unfairly. And this is the question, the first question. The second question,because the curse by Manduka Muni, so Yamaraj take a birth as a Sudra on the earth. So that means Manduka Muni is more powerful than Yamaraj?
No.
Because his curse effects?
No. That's just a lila. I said that, you know, Krishna wanted...Vidura to come and join his leelas, and have a vacation. So, this is how Krishna arranged, you know, for that to happen.
那么就是 Yamaraj 他后来就是投在地球上投身为一个 Sudra 的儿子，就是 Krishna 想要 Vidura 参与到他的逍遥时光当中，所以呢，他通过这件事情给 Yamaraj 放假。他就成为了 Vidura， 参与到了 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中，这是 Krishna 的安排。
Devotees will accept the curse.
而且奉献者，他们遇到诅咒的时候，他们会接受这个诅咒。
Like Parvati cursed Maharaj Chittaketu.
就像 Parvati， 他
become a demon.
就像 Parvati， 他曾经诅咒 Chittaketu 成为一个恶魔。
Some minor offense to Lord Shiva was even a joke, you know.
就是当时呢 ，Chitralika 他只是玩笑般的为这个开了 Shiva 一个玩笑。
So he could have counteracted that curse.
但实际上呢，他有这个力量抵消这个诅咒的。
But he just accepted it.
但是他当时还是接受了 Parvati 的这个诅咒。
Parikshit was cursed by the Brahmin boy.
但 Parikshit 他受到了一个婆罗门孩子的诅咒。
He could have counteracted that also.
Parikshit 他也可以抵消这个诅咒的，但是他仍然接受了。
It's a chance to give up everything.
因为他把这个视为啊，就是在，因为他接受了这个诅咒，他把这个诅咒看成是能够放弃一切的一个原因，一个借口，一个机会。How about the cause and the effect?
Cause and effect.
The karma. Because it seems that the Mandukamuni suffering such a punishment unfairly.
Where did it say that?
Because
he said it was unfair. Mandukamuni thought it was unfair because he was a child. So then I said,But for every cause, there's an effect. You can't do anything without something happening.
那么实际上做任何事情都会有一个报应的。
That's Newton's law of physics.
That's all. 这就是因果报应。
In physics, they call it Newton's law. For every action, there's a reaction.
那么每一个活动都会有一个反应，产生一个反应。这就是自然法律。
Time to quit, but every action there's a reaction.
所以每一个活动都会有一个反应、反作用、作用和反作用。
And the cause and effect are also in every effect there's a cause and every cause.
而且呢，这个因果啊，都是相辅相，就是互相的掺和在一块的。原因是这个结果，结果也是原因。
So mostly they're looking for the immediate cause.
当然了，大部分都是就是既得的结果。立刻产生结果。
But there's a remote cause which ultimately is our karma.
当然呢，也有一些就是将来要发生的一些结果，这也是 karma 之一。
So we can deal with the immediate cause. Okay, I got some infection. I take some antibiotics. Take some medicine. But there's a remote cause which we really have to work on. Otherwise, we'll just keep getting, you know, we don't change our karma.
那么呢，还就是有的呢是当时就有一个结果了。那么就像是生病，你要服药啊，立刻就能够。
Some other Sandini.
但还有一个就是长远的一个反应。
Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Beijing Bhaktivinoda ki.
Jai.
Swami Maharaj ki.
Suyo Rong Yao Guyu Tong Chan Ja.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Ganshini De Vong Jo.
Hare Krishna. 感谢黄建州所有聆听的奉献者。因为妈妈昨天届时，现在那个第一年要请妈妈的原料，所以今早的讲课就暂时到这儿。然后黄建州有提问的奉献者，我们在其他时间，就晚上的时候发问题给大家提上去。
Spiritual advancement. When will you get initiated?
When will I? Well, I don't know. I want to.
Hmm?
What's that, Mama?
So what's the schedule now?
Huh?
What's the schedule?
And at half past 11, we will be down there.
Yeah,
okay. And you can go down there at 12 o'clock and give initiation to Yang Yang Mataji.
Okay, Yang Yang.
And dear Guru Maharaj, have you prepared the classy necklace?
I have japa beads.
Oh, japa beads.
I don't have the tulsi. I don't have this.
She will find one for
Yaya.
The japa beads I have are a little big. I don't know if she. Some people like big ones. Some they're not really big. Not this big. But. They are maybe this big. They don't get this big.
This one is Srila Prabhupada.
No, these are mine. The ones Prabhupada chanted and I lost them.
Go to Mayapur in February.
Yeah, the end of February.
I also wanted to go to playground, but I'm not sure where I can go. This evening you will give us a lecture also at half past 8.
Half past 7. That's the one I do every week. Third canto.
In the temple you will.
Well, we can do 6:30 till 7:30. Can do it in the temple also.
Oh, and then after. The lecture in the temple, you will again have a lecture.
要了。
好。